Hi, welcome to 5 Live Drive's Story of the Day with Asma Mir and Peter Allen, and we're focusing on arguably the most memorable day of the election campaign so far. It all happened when Gordon Brown met Gillian Duffy, who's a Labour voter, during a campaign visit to Rochdale. She asked him about issues like tuition fees, the economy and immigration, and as he was leaving, the Prime Minister forgot he was wearing a microphone, and he said to his staff that she was a bigoted woman and that the meeting had been a disaster. Well, the Prime Minister later went to Mrs. Duffy's house to apologise in person and now says he misunderstood what she was trying to say. We got quite a lot of reaction from Rochdale. Asma Mir began by asking our North West of England reporter Steve Blears about the area.
People living here wouldn't be ashamed to say that it's a working class area. It's a former cotton mill boom town of the Industrial Revolution on the edge of the Pennines. And as you say, the sort of place that might naturally lead towards Labour. But of course, it has a Lib Dem MP. That's why Gordon Brown's been here. It's got an above average ethnic mix. Employment's in it. Unemployment's obviously an issue, as is immigration. Obviously, one of the issues that Gillian Duffy tackled the Prime Minister on this morning when she popped out to buy a loaf of bread.
Now, you were outside Gillian Duffy's house when Gordon Brown came back, and there was quite a bit of a media circus there, lots of reporters, lots of camera crews there. What do the neighbours make of all of this?
Well, it's certainly quite a spectacle. I'm still outside the house, and you've got to feel sorry for Gillian Duffy. When she woke up this morning, she can't have in her wildest dreams thought this was going to happen. 30 or more reporters still outside her house waiting for her to come out and perhaps say something. I've been speaking to people here. They're not afraid to speak their minds, as Gillian is. People here have been offended by these comments, but coming back to nip this in the bud, many people say that was the right thing to do. I've been speaking to locals.
Hi, my name's Jane. Well, I wouldn't really be too happy if it was me. I'd be more than offended just by purely having an opinion and having concerns about the state of the nation. And then to be called a bigot, I think it's quite disgraceful, to be perfectly honest.
So Gillian lives here, terraced house in Rochdale, with pebble dash on the wall outside and a white front door. Gordon Brown's in there at the moment. Curtains are drawn.
Here he comes, serious now. He's making a statement.
He's made a profound apology, said he's sorry, said he's made up with her.
They're all alike, though. They all do the same as what he's done. They all get in the cars and say something else.
Sometimes you say things that you don't mean to say. Sometimes you say things by mistake.
Who are you?
Laura.
He's come back and apologised?
Should do now.
At the end of the day, he should keep his opinions to himself. If he's after votes, why is he slagging people off? As soon as he gets in the car, obviously, he's not just done it with Gillian, he's perhaps done it with everybody else that he spoke to, so he's not sincere, is he?
People make mistakes, don't they?
Oh, yeah, I do agree with that, but at the end of the day, he shouldn't have said it in the first place, should he?
So, Asma, people here offended, grateful for the apology, but the damage perhaps has been done. And on a lighter note, one local here said there's absolutely no way that Gillian Duffy is a bigamist.
Right, Steve, thank you very much. Yeah, we've had that joke already.
Yeah,
but it's still funny,
jokes.
Yeah.
Some less pleasant than that. John Pienaar joined us from Westminster. We're going to try and make some sort of assessment of how much long-term damage this really does. He's our chief political correspondent.
Hi, Peter.
John, he's apologised, and he's apologised to Labour members by email as well.
He has sent out this email saying, telling them that he'd apologised to Mrs. Duffy and apologising to them for any damage that all of this had inflicted on their campaigns, and saying Mrs. Duffy is exactly the sort of person that he came into politics to stand up for. And Lorraine Davidson was obviously right earlier on. He's human and looked it, and it could have been worse. You know, he could have been chased off Mrs. Duffy's doorstep in a hail of tea cakes, but it couldn't have been much worse. When you look at how this appeared this morning, he came face to face with a woman who was, in many ways, the embodiment of Middle Britain, raising questions that are on the minds of many, many people. The reaction, he got a smile to her face, and behind her back when he was in the car, he got, well, words of abuse were uttered, which makes him look two-faced. It questions his understanding and sincerity. Now, you don't get very much worse than that at this stage of a campaign.
No, you don't. OK, thank you very much indeed for that, John. Let's see if we can get some assessment of how the three parties might feel about this particular incident. I say parties, we're going to talk to people who are broadly sympathetic to one party or the other. Matthew Taylor, because he was former head of the Downing Street Policy Unit under Tony Blair. Then there's Fraser Nelson, editor of The Spectator magazine. David Walter, who is actually a former director of communications for the Liberal Democrats. We'll begin with Matthew Taylor first. If you were sitting down with Gordon Brown this evening, what would you say about this, Matthew?
Well, I think this is a disaster, and I think Gordon's recognised that it's a disaster. You know, all the different elements of it. If he had said something confrontational to Gillian Duffy's face, that would have been one thing, but to say it in the car, the fact that this has brought immigration back into focus. So I don't think anybody can say it's anything other than a disaster. I mean, we all know that politicians, just like the rest of us, say things in private we'd not like repeated publicly, so I guess there's a bit of there, but for the grace of God go all of us. The only redeeming features, I think, are, first of all, that in the past, when Gordon has been exposed, his human frailties have been exposed. One thinks of the allegations of bullying in Number 10. Most of us assumed that would be very damaging to him, but actually, bizarrely, his popularity seemed to go up after that. And secondly, he has got the debate tomorrow. So whilst this will be absolutely on front page of every newspaper tomorrow, it will get more people to tune into the debate. Now, he has got an enormous... He already had a very difficult battle in the debate tomorrow because of the position that Labour's in. He's now got a kind of Herculean struggle. For Nick Clegg and David Cameron, it's going to be like shooting fish in a barrel. They can make many references to this in the debate tomorrow. So he's got some opportunity to redeem this tomorrow, but it's going to have to be the best performance we've ever seen from Gordon Brown.
Fraser Nelson, long-term damage to Mr Brown?
Oh, yes, there's no doubt about this. It's probably the single most significant moment of the campaign. I don't think anything will top it. I remember when Barack Obama was caught during the campaign talking about voters who cling to guns and religion. That was seen as the most damaging aspect of his campaign, because it's one thing losing your temper, it's one thing being caught on camera saying unkind things, but when you start to slag off the voters, you don't tend to get forgiven for this. So I actually don't think that David Cameron needs to say a single thing in addition to this. Why?
Probably best if he doesn't say anything from his own point of view, perhaps.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, why shoot those fish in a barrel if Gordon Brown is shooting himself in the foot and shooting his own campaign?
Slightly complicated metaphor, but I know what you mean. David Walter, former director of communications of the Liberal Democrats, who one of those Liberal councillors up there rather sneakily sent her a yellow bunch of flowers to indicate sympathy, David. So you're not beyond taking advantage of this situation.
No, although I tend to agree rather more with Matthew than with Fraser, I think. I mean, of course, it was a terrible thing to say. It rather confirmed what we know about Gordon Brown's character already, that he is petulant, that he clearly is quite rattled and quite tired at this stage of the campaign.